AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. This is a Tri-County Crime Stoppers update. Alicia Magas, Tri-County Crime Stoppers, joins us. Hello, Alicia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what's the latest?
Just wanted to talk again about porch pirates. You know, they happen at all times of the year, but there's probably a lot more packages that are going to be arriving at people's doors over the next month. So, you know, have them sent to your work if possible, or, you know, maybe to a parent's house or a neighbor's, you know, something where someone is going to be home. Or if you, you know, have a camera, like a Ring camera, an Arlo, you know, some sort of doorbell camera or other type of camera, that is helpful. It's not necessarily going to get your package back, and it doesn't, I mean, we might have an image of the person, and we would have to identify them at that point, but you know, look at tracking if you can get tracking. Maybe pay a little extra for insurance if you are buying something more expensive. Also, just be careful of the websites that you're on. Recently, someone I know thought they were on the Pandora website, and it was like one letter off, and they didn't even fill out the form, or they filled out the form but didn't actually go through with the purchase. And still their card was hacked and their money was taken out of their account. So that was interesting to me. I thought they would have had to submit the form, but I guess not. So just always be careful. Use reputable sites. I would say to use a credit card if you're shopping online versus your debit card, because then if they do have those charges, at least the money isn't coming right out of your account. It's, you know, put on a credit card. You can see it. Check your credit card statements, you know, maybe turn on notifications for this time of year for your credit card if they'll send you a text or something like that. But just take all of those precautions, because if you're doing additional spending, you know, in your accounts, they know that, people know that, and may take advantage of trying to get some purchases through that you're not aware of. So if anybody has questions, they can always reach out and ask that, or if they think something is a scam, but they're not sure, or, you know, they get a text message, they can always reach out to me, and I can let them know if it's something I heard of, and I've not always heard of them, but I'm like, well, that's a new one. So feel free to reach out and just ask questions before you click on any of those links in a text message, an email. Respond to phone calls, you know, give out any information, or saying your computer is hacked. Definitely don't click on that. I had that once at work, actually, and the blue box came up or whatever, and I clicked out of it and went about my time working on my computer, and that would spend years and nothing has ever happened. So it is okay to just close out of that and or turn your computer off, anything like that. If you have any information about any unsolved crimes in the Stearns, Benton, or Sherburne County area and you want to report that information anonymously, you can call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-255-1301. Log on to the website, tricountycrimestoppers.org, and click on Submit a Tip. Or you can always download the P3 mobile app and submit your anonymous tip information that way.
All right, Alicia, thank you. We'll talk to you again later this week.
Have a safe day.
You too. That's Alicia Magas with the Tri-County Crime Stoppers update here on WJON.